never knew being a female in the game would bring me so much pain, and I let it get to my brain. So much so, I almost threw in the towel, man, cause it's kinda hard when you don't really fit in. Just let me in. Knock, knock, who there? It's me, though. The same one who taught you how to shoot them free throws. I know you at your door, I see you through your peephole. How easy we forget, now I'm meeting with your ego. Oh, this been heavy on my heart. I've been in the game a minute, I gave most these boys they start. I've been hustling, I've been grinding, I've been doing my thing. I've been praying for the movement, cause we on the same team. 116 Misfits, Humble Beast King. I love what y'all do, but make room for the queens. I got a generation that's coming up behind me. They stepping the stilettos, but they wearing them blindly. I can't just let them fall by the wayside. And I'd be lying if I said I ain't waste time. I let fear get the best of me while I was waiting in line. But they need to see a face that looks like mine. I need to let them hear my voice one time. Remind them of their purpose, cause the ones who got their ears, they lying. Daughters of a king, royal bloodlines. We losing them in places they was never meant to find. I'll never fully understand what it means to be a man. So I hope you let me stand for my ladies in the stands. Rallying the troops, here I am.
Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday to be here. So check this out. I'm just tuning in today from everywhere. So I'm on Facebook Live, Emma E2K. I'm on IG Live, Emma E2K. I'm doing a watch party on Facebook as well. And LushRadioOnline.net. So whichever way, or you just want to call in, you can just call the number. And you can also just tune in by calling the number and listening. So 213-943-3705. 243, Tampa, Florida in the building. Salute, salute. 213-943-3705 if you just want to call in. How's everybody doing? Andrew, what's up? Charlie, what's up? Henry, what's going on? I see y'all. If you leave me the comments, I can be able to read them. Give me, but I'm tuning in from just everywhere. So good morning, good morning, good morning, Maria. Good morning. On IG, I got people on IG. I got people on Facebook. How's everybody doing? Good morning, good morning, and welcome. We got some stuff to talk about today, and I hope that y'all ready. Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready? So I got a whole bunch of things going on. Watch party, all type of stuff. I'm on all platforms, Andrew, this morning, because I feel this is something we all need to talk about. So before I go into it, today is Earth Day. So I want to shout out the Earth, man. Shout out the Earth. Today is Earth Day, International National Earth Day. How's everybody doing on Earth Day? Happy birthday to all those celebrating a birthday, an anniversary. I know that Blessed Serenity just had a birthday. Burn just had a birthday. So there's a couple of people just had a birthday. If I don't say your name necessarily, hey, I can't remember everybody now because you don't be remembering mine. So, but happy birthday. I pray that you enjoyed it. If you just got married and you just joined a union, if you just welcomed a bouncing baby boy or girl, congratulations. If you just graduated, if you just got a job, if you just got a raise, whatever it is that you're celebrating, you know, congratulations to you. on what you, you know, again, give me, I'm just everywhere. Hey, Sid, what's up? What up, cousin? I don't know where exactly you're tuning into, but when I see the comments and I see the names, I will shout you out. I'm going to try to shout you out through how you're tuning in, but I may not get it because, and then I lose focus on the show. So, welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome. So, okay. I'm through the party, through the watch party, I'm trying to type in the number so you can call in and you can listen in through that form. There's people that call in and can listen, people that at work and actually put their headphones, hey, bosses, don't, you know, come on. So we're motivating this morning. So I'm praying everyone had a blessed Easter. Easter has changed a lot through the course of the years. Now what Easter means for me is totally different. It's the resurrection. It's not so much Easter, like before it was like about the bunny, and it's supposed to be about the lamb, right? I don't know who I'm talking to, but but happy Easter. I mean, you know, I remember back in the days that was the time to, you know, our concentration was on the new clothes, on the new sneakers, on the new stuff that we get for Easter, on the candy that we get and all that good stuff, right? But now to me is the resurrection of Christ. 3 days later, and he rose. He has risen, right? And it's just a different meaning for me. You know, it's just a different meaning for me. Did I go and buy new clothes for the kids? I guess, yeah. And did I purchase one thing? Yeah. But I wasn't really tripping about it. Like, before, I'm telling you, I had to, like, head to toe, the new leather, right? I mean, I'm from New York, so... You know, our concentration is different to the new things that we get. But nevertheless, you know, it just has a different meaning for me. So happy Resurrection Day. Happy Easter to those that's where they're at, right? It is a deeper meaning. Blessing serenity. It is a deeper meaning. But, you know, everybody in their time, right? So I don't want to discourage or have anybody think that they're where they are, it's not where they're supposed to be, right? God has us in different levels for different reasons and different seasons. So, you know, I ain't trying to knock where nobody's at this point. I'm just expressing where I'm at this point. So, again, happy Easter, happy resurrection. I pray that you guys had an amazing one. I, of course, you know, went to my father's house first, and then I went to my mama's house for some barbecue with the kids, had some family time, and then came home. And that's really where I, you know, where I spend most of my time. What's going on, Letty? Good morning, Queen. Queen salute. Queen salute to all my queens that are tuning in from wherever you're tuning in from, because, like I said, I'm everywhere. So I'm on IG, I'm on MA2K Live, I'm on LushRadioOnline.net. You can also call in. So everybody that's joining the watch party, I'm trying to get everybody at the watch party. Make sure that you share. And thank you for tuning in. I don't know if I'm even doing it right. I guess so. I got people coming in my watch party, right? Okay. This is the first time I actually do this watch party, so I'm trying it. Okay. So our topic for today is one that, hey, Terrence, how are you? Welcome, welcome, peace. So the topic for today came about because of yesterday, because of Easter, because of the resurrection, because of the legacy that Jesus left behind. Hey, sis, peace, queen. Hi, Jeanette, what's going on? Miss you, sis. Miss you at church. So I thought about that. I thought about the legacy and what Jesus is remembered for. And then I thought about, wow, when it's my time to go, what am I going to be remembered for? Right? What am I doing to leave a legacy or to leave a memory when I'm no longer here in this world? Would the legacy be my children? Would the legacy be, you know, how I dealt with people? If I led anybody to Christ? Was I following really my father's commandments? Like, what would be my legacy, and what am I going to be remembered for? I want to talk about it now, because when I'm gone, I can't really discuss this and have this conversation with people, right? Not a problem, sis. I got you. Not a problem. Sis, what's going on? Mrs. Rosario is in the building. Kathleen, what's going on? Good morning, Queen Salute, Queen Salute, Queen Salute. Queen and King Salute to all those that are on. So the topic, like I said, came about because of yesterday. So the legacy that Jesus has left behind, I mean, of course I'm not perfect and I'm not going to leave a Jesus legacy, but I can leave an Emma legacy, right? What would be that? What would I be remembered for? So I want to be remembered for my kindness. I want to be remembered for love, you know, that I loved on people, that I met people where they were at, that I was a light in the dark. That's what I want to be remembered for. God bless you too, sis. A lot of people want to be remembered for a lot of different things. You know, people think that fame, people think that, okay, so I want to be known for being this famous person or this rich person or this millionaire or whatever. And, hey, that's cool. That's your interpretation of what you want, your legacy that you want to leave. Good morning, Queen. Good morning, Queen Melody. Good morning. BX is definitely in the building. Queen, salute to you, sis, and all the things that you do out there. I'm definitely praying for your son that that's in court now, right? So, yeah, I got him in prayer. Good morning, Mike. So Queen Melody says that you will be remembered for your grace, Queen. Oh, my goodness. My reflection. You are my reflection. I am yours, sis. Man, thank you for that. Thank you for that. So what will you be remembered for? And this is a question, like I said, that we don't often really ask ourselves. Like, we're like, we're just kind of doing, but what is the mission, right? What will be the mission? What will you be remembered for, you know? Like I said, my memory won't be a Jesus one, but it can be an Emma one, right? Yeah, absolutely, sis. It takes a village, you already know. So I want to be remembered the most of all for my kindness. And thank you for the grace, right? So I want it to be a mix, though, for grace and truth. So I love to give people grace, but at the same time, we got to speak on this truth, because how are we going to help one another grow if we're not speaking on each other's truth? And when I say truth, I don't mean like judgmental, like judge a person. I mean like truth and life into people, like, hey, girl, you know, you're not kind of doing that right, but say it in love, not like, girl, you ain't nothing. No, no. What you're doing is not right, but let me walk through this with you. Or let me help you make things right or get things right, right? What will you want to be remembered for? So let me try to go into the comments. This, oh, my God. So I can't even, people are typing too fast, and I can't even see. If everybody want to tell me what you want to remember. So, Andrew, I want to be remembered as a humble and loyal guy, and a kid from Cyprus Ave that never gave in to the devil. Yes, come on, that's a great way to be remembered. So Melody says, hopefully I will be remembered for helping others, impacting the youth, if God allows. God has already allowed, because God already has been using you, Queen. Yeah, God, man, listen, we all have purpose. So He gives us all purpose. And it's great that we're not all in the same place. It's great that He doesn't place all His strong soldiers in one side of the spectrum. He kind of mixes us all up to create that balance, right? So while I'm dealing with the queens and the women, you're doing the youth and the children. You know, while over here, that, you know, my other kings are dealing with with the Kings, and maybe for somebody's just concentrating on the disabled and, you know, that type of stuff, right? Other queens help other queens. Yes, iron sharpens iron. Ding, ding, ding. Come on. You know where we from? Iron sharpens iron, right? And we got to keep each other uplifted and motivated and inspired. And you know what? And not all the time it's easy. And you know why? Because not all the time we feel motivated or we feel inspired. Sometimes we feel like, you know what? I am not just trying to deal with this world right now. But yet then we got to remember our purpose and our calling, right? We got to be like, you know what? I got to shake this off and I got to do what I'm supposed to be doing here, which is not worrying about how you feel, right? It's doing what you're supposed to be doing. Good morning, Kings. Good morning. Good morning, Joseph. Good morning, Malik. I see you. I see you stepping in the room. Thank you for stepping in the room. So today we're talking about the topic is, what will you be remembered for? What will you be remembered for? Thank you, sis. Thank you. So it's a simple message. I mean, it's a simple topic, but yet it's not if you haven't really thought about it. If you're really not paying attention and you're just kind of living life and you're just kind of doing and you're just kind of in a rut and you're just kind of like going to work, coming back, or you just like in that marriage, like, okay, just another day, or you just dealing with your children like, oh, my God, and just drop them off in school. I got to pick them up back at 3. If we don't stop and realize what we want to leave behind, we're just going to go through this world and be like, right? And people are just going to be like, oh, okay, who died or who passed away or, oh, all right. Oh, I remember in 1980 when, you know, they were popping. Okay, it's 2019. Like, so from that to here, what have they done? What have you done? What do you want to be remembered for? What do you want to be remembered for? So Andrew says it's simple but deep. Yeah, it is. It is simple and very deep. Not a lot of people give themselves the opportunity to really think about it. But if you do, you'll see that, man, we gotta sharpen up. We gotta sharpen up. Iron sharpens iron. We gotta sharpen all those around us. We have to wake up. We have to open up our eyes because things is happening in this world. And if you're just going around this world kind of like in a daze, kind of not focused, kind of not in, you know, like in your life, it'll go pass by you so fast, you know. And then you, again, going back to the question, what would you leave behind? So it's essential for growth. Chuck Platinum, yes. Good morning, King. Good morning. So Chuck Platinum says it's essential for growth. Melody says, tap into your purpose. What's your testimony for the next generation? Yes. That's what I'm talking about, sis. There you go. Here we go. So, leaving a legacy and being remembered for is the same thing as your testimony for the next generation. Some will get it, some won't. You know, I have some people that are just ignorant, and it's okay. Like, that's where they're at. They're ignorant. I'm still going to pray for them. I'm still going to send love their way because they just don't know any better. Yeah. But I'm not going to let that interfere or let them interfere with what legacy I'm leaving behind and my testimony to the next generation. Shout out to AG, by the way. Really quick plug. I'm rocking his T-shirt. This is an old T-shirt, by the way. This is an old and classic. So I got the Boogie Down Bronx representing. Shameless plug. So... So, yeah, so that's what we're talking about. Let me go into my phone lines. So check this out, y'all. So y'all don't panic and get worried. So y'all don't panic and get worried, right? When I go to my phone lines, when you call in, I go to my phone lines, right? 213-943-3705 if you want to call in. But when I go to my phone lines, and if you don't want to talk, right? Because you can call in and just listen to the show via the phone. If you don't want to talk, it's cool. Don't quick hang up. Don't hang up and don't get nervous. Just stay quiet. I'll keep you on hold. You can keep listening to the show. All right? We got that? Y'all good? Okay. Don't panic because sometimes people just be like, click. I'm not going to force you to get on the air if you don't want to. All right? So I'm going to go on my phone lines really quick and see who's hanging out with us. So 646, good morning to our MHKP. 646 408.
All right? So I'm
going to
go on my phone lines really quick.
Okay. I'll put you back on hold because I'm hearing the static. Obviously, you're listening to the show. So 646-408. I'll come back to see if you do want to speak or not. And if you don't, again, just continue to watch the show. So good morning, 347. Good morning, good morning. I believe this is my queen.
Good morning, Emma. How are you?
Good morning, peace, queen. Queen Salou, it's been a minute. How are you, my darling?
I'm okay. I'm okay. Can't complain. I just wanted to say good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Do you want to touch on this topic?
I really wish I could. I was holding, listening to the topic, very interested. But I'm about to go in the basement, so I really can't speak much.
Yeah, so the queen, this is one of my main queens, man, that she be just diligent at work, and she still finds the time to tune in. So I appreciate you always, girl. I miss you.
I do, too. I do, too. I'm gonna call back once I finish this job. And I want to touch on that topic and something that I'm doing the Pursuit of Happiness again in May. But
awesome.
I'm about to go in this
you
elevator.
Gotta you got to call back and all get
right?
that information. Okay, sis.
Yes. Okay. Bye-bye.
Awesome. All right. Awesome. So good morning. Good morning, Sam, Dig, BX, James. I see you. Good fellas. I see you. How's everybody doing? So I'm going to go back to that 646 number. Again, you don't have to. I'm not forcing you, but I am giving you the opportunity. If you do, I don't know who wants to say good morning or wants to share what they want to be remembered for. So 646-408, good morning. Y'all with Emma E2K.
Good morning, Emma. You already know who it is.
Good morning. This is my bro.
Yeah. Boogie Jeff. This is E, baby. That's my new number, mommy.
Okay.
How you doing, sweetheart? Well, I just got on, and I was trying to listen to what you was talking about, and I just got on. Could you share a little bit?
Okay, so the topic we discussed, so the topic came about because yesterday, right, was Easter, Resurrection Day, right?
Right.
And the legacy that Jesus has left behind. So I started thinking, like, so what would I be remembered for? Right, because we don't think about that. Like, what are we going to be remembered for? What do you want your children or your community or just those in the next generation? What do you want them to remember about you? And so that's the topic, you know. I want everybody to ask themselves, what will you be remembered for? What is your legacy? So that's
okay,
the topic.
What I do in the field, I try to help these young kids to set them on the right path and disregard all what's going around them, like violence and all that domestic and all that nonsense, which shouldn't be going on in this world. But I'm trying to describe to them they have to have a positive attitude on everything they touch. And sometimes it always, you know, it starts at the home. It starts at that home. If there's no structure in the home, what happens? The kids want to do their own thing. But I direct these kids. I tell them, stay away from drugs. Go to school. Get an education, because education is the most powerful thing. So I share my experience that I had in life so those kids won't commit the errors that we committed.
Right.
And focus on them becoming a positive role model and keep on passing the legacy.
Amen.
So that's what I do. I try to help the youth.
Right. So just like Miss Melody that was just on here too, she also is a big advocate of the youth out there in New York City and the Bronx. I mean, you know, they are our future, right?
Yes.
I love that. I love how God places us in different aspects of the world for balance, right? So you also one that you're very big in bullying. So I know that you're very big in bullying, and you go for those that get bullied or are bullying, right? You bring that type of awareness. I'm more for the women because I believe the women is the heart of the family. So empower her and love on her, and she can help her husband. She can guide her children. She can be the best in her community. You know, so I'm glad. I just love the way God places us in different aspects of life to be able to touch everybody.
Right.
It's important because that's the legacy that we do leave behind. Good morning, Mark, Jenny. Good morning. I see you. Lakeem, I see you. Elizabeth Guzman, I see you. Ivan, what's going on? Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to this watch party. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, MA2K. So the topic today is what will you be remembered for? And Edgar just shared, he's on the line. He called in and he shared, what he wants to be remembered for is helping the youth, talking to them, being an example to them, sharing his testimony with these, with these young people. And not all the time they're going to listen now. Not all the time they're going to listen. So Eileen says, I hope I'm remembered as someone who has my father's eyes. Oh, my God, that's amazing. Ivan says, let them know, Emma, good morning. Good morning. So
Emma, I'm a perfect example. I'm a set up example. Like my son, you know, he's 14. He think he knows everything. I try to talk to him, and it's funny. He makes me laugh. Yeah, Dad, whatever. Okay, whatever. When you fall and hurt yourself, don't come back, oh, Daddy, you was right. Well, I told you that. I went through it. That's why I'm trying to have you not go through the same situation.
But, Edgar, in all fairness, didn't your parents tell you a bunch of things and you was like, yeah, right? And then you have to come to them and be like, sorry, right?
Yeah.
I think we all go through it. Yeah.
Yes,
but you know what? I think that more so, like in this generation, more so, not so much telling them, but being an example. So if we're an example and they're watching us, because they stay watching us, you know, they watch us, not because they want to see the good thing, but they watch us so they could be like, ah, you see, you messed up. So. Mark Jenny says, God's people doing Jesus' work. Yes, his hand and his feet.
Amen.
So they watch us, not so much again, because they're like, okay, we want to do what they're doing. They're watching us just to wait, like, you see, you messed up, you didn't do things correctly. So we're being watched, and we got to be careful, especially when we're dealing with them youth. When we're trying to just be in anybody's life, we become that first example. We are under a microscope. I know me as a Christian, I'm definitely under the microscope. Like, people just nitpick every little thing. Oh, my God, Emma, but you're a Christian. Why are you being so direct to somebody? Because God says, give them grace, but share the truth. Share the truth. Because I'm a Christian, I'm going to not share the truth or point out the truth. I'm going to give you grace. I'm not going to judge you. But I'm going to be like, no, sis or bro, you're not doing things correctly. And that's what we're supposed to do. Hey, Stephanie, good morning, good morning. How are you? Ivan, Echavarria. Good morning, good morning. Welcome, I see ya. So the topic is, what is the legacy? What do you want to leave behind? Mark says, the older I got, the more I realized even our parents were winging it sometimes. Oh, my God, you're so right. You're so right. We do wing it. We do. Oh, my God, that's a great point. That's a great point that Mark just made. Yeah. So do you have any shout-outs, Edgar, before I put you back on hold so I can keep on?
I just want to give a shout-out to what happened yesterday on Easter Sunday. To that terrorist thing that happened in India, I think it was 290 people dead, 500 people hurt.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know if you heard about that.
No, actually, I didn't. But prayers.
It happened yesterday. There was 3 suicide bombs. I mean, remote. One of them, they blew up they put bombs in the hotels. One in the church, which is, come on, man. I mean, really? on Easter Sunday when that man came down and gave us the love and gave us life, and we're going to do this to others?
This is why we need to iron sharpens iron, and we really need to be supportive of each other. But we need to grace with truth. Like, we need to talk about some truth, and a lot of people don't like to talk about it, but we need to, because of things like this that happen, like, just never know.
And I want to give a big shout-out to all queens out there, because without y'all, because I always tell these men, women are the strong trunk of the tree. And men be thinking, oh, yeah, we, okay. No, guys, listen to me. I came from one. I know one. I have a lot of female friends around me that give me positive attitude. And I love y'all all because y'all are queens. You're going to your castle and you'll make your castle wonderful. And some men don't. Come on, man. We got to stick up. We got to step up our games, man. We got to be powerful with our queens, man. Even if we're not with our queens, let's try to make peace and love, man. Because this world's coming to an end, guys. You know, you never know what's going to happen. So, you know, guys, wake up, guys. Wake up, guys. Our women are our queen. They are a trunk of the tree. They are strong-minded. They are powerful. Not because we're strong and we got muscles. No. They have knowledge. They got wisdom. They'll lead you in the right way. But guys, some guys don't want to listen to our woman. And, oh, okay, we tough. Yeah, okay. Wait till you cross that street. Wait till you cross that street and see what's on the other side.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. I think that.
You're welcome, baby.
I think that some more men need to really hear other men, right? Because when women say that, it's like, but when another man says it, you know, they take more heat to it. So thank you for that. Iron sharpens iron.
Yes. 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 I love all my queens. I stick with my queens. I'm tired of sticking with kings.
Thank you, bro.
God, Lord, we
don't
accomplish a lot of
things,
man.
King Salute, I'm going to put you on hold and I'm going to continue the show, but don't leave us. All right.
No, I've got you on FB, too.
Okay. So that was E, Brother E from Plant City, but originally the BX. So that's my BX, bro. Giving suggestions to other men, like, hello, right? Be good to your women, be good to your queens. So I wanted to read, this watch party thing goes so fast, I wanted to read what other people were kind of writing, but I think I froze a little bit. Good morning, Amarilis, good morning. Okay, so here we go. Oh, my baby daddy says he sees me. Okay. I see you too. All right. But I don't know how to go. Okay, here we go. I think I saw this one. So Elizabeth Guzman. Wait. I'm trying to. Okay. So, okay. All right. Indy, I'm trying to read what you wrote. Here we go. I hope I'm remembered as someone who inspired. Hold on. This thing moves so fast. Oh, my God. Okay. Okay, remember someone who inspired to make a woman, oh my God, now I froze. All right, Facebook, with your party. Is that things are going so fast? Good morning, sis. I see you, good morning. All right, hold on. Let me see if I can go back. Okay, all right. I hope I'm remembered as someone who inspired to make a woman who, even if they are sick with all kinds of diseases like lupus or immune deficiencies, God will always lift us up as a strong woman and don't let it bring you down. Get up and get dressed and keep going strong. Yes, so that's my sis who's battling. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so who's battling. I'm sorry, this keeps on freezing. Hey, Hector, how you doing? There's just so many people coming on at the same time, so I guess, okay, I'm sorry. I'll try to come back to everybody's stuff. I need an engineer. I do. Can anybody volunteer to engineer? Because I can't do the show and engineer and all at the same time. But right now I got to do it because I have no advertisement budget just yet. All right, anyway, good morning, everybody. Yes, my baby daddy's saying I need an engineer. I surely do. Okay, let me see if I can go back again. Okay. So Elizabeth Guzman says, they will remember me as a survivor, good-hearted person, helping others through my faith and struggles. Okay, all right. So thank you, ladies, for sharing that. Queen, salute to y'all. So today's topic is, what will you be remembered for? What will you be remembered for when people sit around and talk about you? Leilani, how are you? Luis Vasquez. Gil, how are you? Welcome, welcome. Good morning. So what will you be remembered for? I often wonder about that, you know? People in the, my funeral home, and they're like, man, she was what? Like before in my early years in my life, I know they would have been like, oh, she's so crazy and this and that. I don't want to be remembered for being crazy or la loca or whatever. No. So I want to be remembered for my kindness, for my good heart, for being a servant. I want to be remembered for that. So if I want to be remembered for that, then I have to be the best servant that I possibly could be, correct? Right? As an El Hoes gay. Okay, we're not going to repeat what Mark said or typed in, but you can see it yourself if you're in the watch party. good morning, sis. Good morning. Good morning, good morning. Yeah, so it's all about, what do you want to be remembered? What do you want to be remembered for? What is your legacy? Hey, Don P. Good morning, good morning. What is your legacy? What are you leaving to be remembered? Let me go to my phone lines. I believe my queen is back on. Good morning, please, Queen 347.
You know it. I'm back real quick. I'm telling you. This is
yes.
The day at work.
Come on, I need you to share what you're doing.
Oh, no, I'm the bad guy, you know, turning people's lights off out here in the Bronx.
Oh, Lord.
Somebody got to do it. Somebody got to pay the bill.
My queen is shutting down lights in the BX, so I hope y'all paying your bills. Come on now. Pay your bills.
I hope so. I hope so. So, real quick, I'm doing the Pursuit of Happiness, which, you know, I deal with the homeless, the men homeless shelter in the Bronx. And we're doing it on the 24th. It's when I go to the shelters, I do the resumes prior to the day. We dress in with the suits and we do a job seminar. And some of them we linked up with work. I provide a tray for them. This is going to be my third year. I've been doing things silently, not in social media much. So I am looking for the next three so far. 18 people have become electricians, plumbers, and locksmiths. So far, 18 people that I provided with this trade. And I'm glad to not just only do, you know, God has blessed me, and I believe he always come through for me. He has commissioned me for me to do his work here. And
amen.
I do the midnight runs, and it's a beautiful thing to provide a meal for somebody, but that's just a band-aid to the issue, to the real problem. I believe if you teach a man how to fish, he's eating for life. So
right.
I'm doing the trade. So on May 24th, it is at 10 o'clock. I'm going to be doing it in the Bruckner, close to 138. That's where I'm going to be doing the job seminar and trades.
Okay.
As well. I team up with a school that here in the Bronx as well. And they have been able to pick up. We have a partnership with that. So I don't have to pay the full price. Thank God. So it has worked. It has really worked. Mm-hmm.
So these are 18 men that, of course, wanted it, right? Because I'm sure there's been
more people, of course.
Right. So you got to put the work, right? So just because you provide that doesn't mean everybody's jumping to it, right? Because not everybody
wants Let me
to.
Tell you, you'll be surprised. Mm-hmm. The first group that I did, I had six. Out of the mm-hmm. six, only two graduated. The rest dropped out. And
wow.
I lost my money there. And that's the reason why the school say, who gives you grants? And I said, to be honest, I don't have people to write me grants and stuff like that. I just do it. Because, you know,
right.
I have my I do a little hustle on the side to give me the extra money. But
mm-hmm.
people really drop. Like, you have the opportunity handed to you. Not only do I provide the trade, I give them all the tools. Like, I go out, get them all the tools that they need, down
wow.
to the pen and notebook. And
wow.
they drop out. They
wow.
and it's unbelievable to me.
Wow.
That
yeah.
you don't have to pay nothing. So, but you know what? They don't want to see that for themselves. Until you recognize the king within you, nobody can help you.
Right, right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Going back to them, they need to ask themselves what they're going to be remembered for, what legacy they're leaving behind, because not everybody, you know, not everybody gets handed great opportunities such as this. And, you know, it's a shame when people don't take advantage of it. You know,
it,
like you say,
it
you
does.
Provide everything. It's free. Like, come on.
And that school does internships, paid internships. So when you're finished, you're doing an internship and you're getting paid. So how bad
wow.
do you really want it? So I don't
right.
mind sometimes. Let me tell you, people say, oh, you have become hard. It's not that I've become hard, that I've seen things. I don't want to hear about, oh, we don't get the same opportunities. We don't, they bring us down. But who's really doing it?
Right.
Is it us? We're bringing us down.
Right. Right,
we're not
right.
doing what we're supposed to do. And let me tell you something. Melody, which I know she has gone through almost the same thing. She has provided the doors for many things, and people just don't want it.
Right. Right. Yeah. And I know her heart is with the children. She was just on a little while ago. You know, and I know her legacy is going to be there, but she's done other things as well. Listen, when we're out
That's
there,
what I'm talking about.
I have Dave on here, Puerto Rican Flags Up. You know, when I was out there with E2K Magazine out in New York, like, we did a lot of stuff, and we were surprised that, like, my God, we're out here, and people just don't want it. If it ain't free and if they don't have to work for it, then, like, okay, give it to me. But if they have to put some work into it, they're like, And it's like, are you serious? Like, are you serious?
Yes, yes. Let me tell you, there was, I went to a location, and it kind of hurt me when I go to do my job, and people be like, what you mean? I'm waking them up at 11, 12 o'clock, knocking on the door because our job is to try to help them prior to disconnect. And
right.
they're waking up at 11, 12 o'clock. Like, are we sleeping away our life? Are we really
right.
not doing nothing for ourselves?
That's part of the
Because if we don't care for ourselves, you know, the what?
That's part of depression, just to let you know. That's part of depression. When they start sleeping away like that, that's part of people being depressed.
But sometimes, most of the times, those people, the people that I
just lazy?
And I go to the super, no, they'd be like, oh, they have a party every night. I can't believe it. So,
you see, not everything is mental illness.
Right.
Which is real. That is real. There is a mental
right.
illness, and there is a lot of people suffer from depression and stuff like that. But not everything
right.
is that.
Yeah, but it's a lot to do with that, because even when you have depression or that, you know, you could still party and all that. I know a lot of women that suffer from depression and will still go out and party and drink and have a mask and act like everything is fine, and they're really struggling with
and
depression.
That mask is. That's true, and that mask becomes really heavy when you come home, like that door, and you take it off.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
It is, ma'am.
Yep. So we got to look at things, you know, we got to look at things. But the main thing is to encourage others to do what they need to do, man, especially when provided for them. Things are provided for you, man. Take advantage of it and grab it. Get those certificates if you can and those certifications and whatever it is that you need to empower yourself to be able to, you know, make money. So it's not even all about just money per se, right? But God does say, you know, a man that works eats. Simple. Like, if you work, you eat. You can't be expecting to eat and live and chill in somebody's sofa or out of the pity out of somebody and think that you're going to just run through that your whole entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Where? I don't know.
Listen,
money is replaceable.
Money is replaceable, but time isn't. So don't waste it.
Yes. Yes. You can't get that back. Absolutely. Thank you, sis, for sharing what you're doing. Is there anything else that we should be looking out for or praying on or, you know, anything you want to use this platform for right now?
Well, the other things I've not given, you know, I do my sticks and drinks, but that's in another, I'll speak on that in another time. I just wanted to say hello. I miss you. I hope you come soon to New York. And continue to preach and empower others.
Thank you, sis. I love you. Queen, salute. You do the same. Like I said, you know, we have to empower, always encourage each other. We often forget to do that.
Yes.
But, you know, but that's very important and that's key because God places us in different places to touch different people. So at the same time, we're still doing the same thing. We're just doing it different ways, and it's all good. It's all good.
Yes. I got to
do everything the same way.
That's it. As long as the result is the same, it's okay. 3 + 3 is 6. And so it's 4 + 2.
Come on. It just looks different, but it ends up the same. Come on.
Exactly. And that's what it's all about.
Well, I love you, sis. Have an amazing day. I know that you don't shut people's lights off on purpose, but if they don't pay the bills, hey, be careful. My sister's out there turning off lights if you're not paying.
That's right.
Pay your bills.
And make sure that they don't. Yes, too. And don't, please remember, because Edison doesn't call you for you to pay, because a lot of people are being scammed right now, and it's sad.
Mm.
So be aware of that.
Be aware. Cold out there up north. Y'all need your heat. Stop playing. All right.
You know. All right. Love you too, baby. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, so my queen sisters are doing it up. I love my worldwide audience and my worldwide sisters. I mean, everybody just holds their own. Again, I say I love when God places us in all type of different areas that we're not in the same boat and doing the same thing because we got to touch different people. Eileen says mental illness is real, my friend. Oh, it's very real. Oh, it's very, very real. David says, putting your name on the orange juice. What? I missed it. I think, I don't know. What else did people say? No. That is where I am. Fighting depression. Elizabeth says, that's what she's on. She's fighting depression. So David says, yeah, you know, we've smashed that city. So depression takes all type of different phases, right? You can be depressed and be partying. And people think that sometimes, you know, sleeping all day, I mean, that you know, that's a symptom. Sleeping all day, you could just be lazy and tired, right, because you've been partying. But that still doesn't mean that you're not depressed. You can still have depression, still partying, still be lazy, still not want to work, but still have that in you. I mean, that's something that comes and goes, but it still simmers and affects, especially when you're by yourself. Hey, Anthony, what's going on? I see Plant City is in the building. Dally, what's going on? BX in the building. My BFF, D, is in the building. Shout out to Puerto Rican Flags Up. Make sure that you support the cause and the movement, man, especially the positive ones. Iron sharpens iron. I got a little bug here now. What's going on? Seriously? So, So wrapping up a little bit, right, of what was discussed today, what people want to be remembered for is is for their kindness, right? I can't speak on others what they want to be remembered for, but what I want to be remembered for is for my kindness, for my servant heart. When people talk about me, I want them to remember what I've done for them, not necessarily what I didn't do for them, right? Because there's a lot of things that I've had to say no to people and they haven't been so happy about. Yes, dealing with death is very difficult. That's one of the biggest things on depression too. It is dealing with death, dealing with loss, dealing with how do you move on after someone's not around. Hey, good morning, Wayne. Good morning. Good morning. It's hard. It's difficult. Everybody, you know, people deal with things differently. Again, some people may want to party. Some people just don't want to do anything at all. Some people just stay still. Some people pray on it. Some people get spiritual. There's some people that just decide that's it. They don't want to try anymore. They lose faith and they lose hope. But goes back again to what will you be remembered for? What will you be remembered for? You know how we talk about people once they pass, like, oh, my God, they were great. They had this wonderful smile. You know, they were amazing. They were kind. Or, well, you know, that's what I expected for them, you know, for it to happen to them. What will you be remembered? Are you out there leaving a legacy with your children, with your community, with your family, with others, right? What legacy are you leaving behind? And those that don't have any children, don't think that your legacy is only if you have kids. You don't have to be a parent to leave a legacy. You know, you can take care of somebody else's kid, be a legacy to them, to your niece, to your nephew, to your friend's children, right? To just those around you, those that you know, there's a lot of shock. Those that you can reach, those that you've taken the time to nourish and pour into, those that you've been kind to, what legacy do you want to leave behind? So with that being said, I want to share my devotional. And every Monday I share my devotional with you guys. I don't read it on Mondays, and I wait to read it to the show. And usually it falls in line because that's how God does. He usually falls in line about what we're talking about. And then the devotional really comes right into that. So I'm going to read the devotional. It's April 22nd today, 2019. Wow, April 22nd already. This month and this year is about to go. So, you know, I need my glasses on. I ain't even going to try to fake the funk. Elizabeth says, never lost faith, just sad and tired. My legacy is my children and my faith. Amen. Yeah, it can get tiring, sis. We got to fight the good fight, man. He's definitely given us strength to fight the good fight. So, amen to that. So, it's April 22nd, Monday, April 22nd, Prize of Glory. Oh, excuse me. Pardon me. I love you too, La Tere. As Christians, we are told that we are God's children. Scripture confirms this for us, so we know it to be true. As his children, we can rest in the knowledge that we are set to inherit all that is his. While that doesn't exempt us from going through rough patches, the good news is the scripture also tells us that we get to share in his glory. And that is excellent news indeed. Glory isn't just something nice like a sunny day or a delicious piece of chocolate, even though a good piece of chocolate, I can say it. Okay. It's downright fabulous. Resplendent beauty and magnificent are just a couple of ways to describe it. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs. Heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. Indeed, we share in his sufferings in order that we may also share in his glory. Romans 8:16-17. Imagine the most beautiful place you've ever been, or the most amazing moment that you've ever experienced. It pales in comparison to the glory of the Lord, and we get to share it. Rejoice in that today. Though you may experience suffering along the way, sharing His glory is the best prize you can ever receive. Word of God. So, see what I'm saying, how He do me? Every time, my devotional, every time when I go to my day, and He don't even know what. Yes, He do know. He know what topic and all that. He know it all. What will you be remembered for? Good morning, Gilly. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Ring, ring, ring. Good morning, bro. Good morning, good morning. I'm not sure if you did your show yet or if you're going to do it now, but thank you for stepping in the room. I see you. I see you. BX is definitely in the building. So today's topic is, what will you be remembered for? Will you be remembered for being kind? Will you be remembered for being not so kind? Will you be remembered for the person that always did the right thing, that you have standards, that you have value, that you're worthy? What will be your legacy? That you had 10 children or that you had none? What would be your legacy? That you have multiple women or you just was with one? That you, everywhere you went, you displayed the God in you, that people got to see the God in you, that you brought people to Christ, that you shared His good news. What will people remember you for? So if you never took out the time to ask yourself that question, I think today you should do that. I think today, post and tag me on Facebook, on IG, and pose this question to the people that are following you so you can know more about your followers. What will you be remembered for? What will you be remembered for? Post and tag me. I'm interested to know and see what people want to be remembered for. Do you just want to be famous? Do you want people to remember you as a great actor, a comedian, a great worker, a great parent, a great husband, a great wife, a great queen, king, a great firefighter, a great police? What do you want to be remembered for? The dude that ran the block, what do you want to be remembered for? What do you, the one that had the exclusive collection of sneakers? I mean, what do you want to be remembered for? Really, really remembered for? Like in 20 years, will people be talking about that collection of sneakers that you had 20 years ago? Because people don't, you know, always remember how you made them feel. How they felt about you is what they'll hold on to. I know when people pass away, that's what I hold on to. What we shared, you know, those times and how they made me feel. So, good morning, Sonia. Good morning, good morning. So, thank you, everybody, for tuning in today. Thank you for, I don't even know how this watch party works, but thank you. I've seen a lot of people come on. Make sure you share this video. Again, post on your IG, on your Snapchat, wherever you at, and tag me. Snapchat, I'm EmmaE2K number 8. Everywhere else, I'm EmmaE2K across the board. Tag me. Tag me, tag me. I'm really interested to know and see what everybody thinks about what they will be remembered for. I'm going to remember people through God's love. I want people to remember about me, my kindness, even in the days when I wasn't so kind, because that means you're giving me grace. So thank you. It's the end of the show. Yeah, I know, boo-hoo, I don't want to get off either, but I have to because my boss, Lushy Lush, be like, girl, I'm giving you an hour. No, that's not true. That's not true. She lets me rock and do whatever I want, actually, on this show, on LushRadioLine.net. She's given me an awesome platform, and I thank her for it because she allows me to be able to connect with you guys. Oh, thank you, sis, and I will not forget meeting you either. Yeah. So it's the little things. Sometimes it's the little things. It's the big thing, but sometimes it's the little things that we do for people or they do for us that we remember them for. There's people that go around in a whole lifetime remembering just one situation or one incident when someone was kind to them or looked out for them or, you know. So what will you be remembered for? I know I'm remembered for a certain $5 bill. I'm going to leave that at that. Goya, Goya, Goya. What up, Goya? What up, Victoria? What's going on? So you guys are going to have to tune in because I'm almost out of here. But thank you. God bless you. Thank you for supporting the show, Motivation on Mondays, with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday, man. Mondays are my double blessing day. So thank you for tuning in, for rocking out with me. And I'll see you next Monday, man. Same bat channel, same bat time. Make sure you share. Share this video for somebody that needs it. Post in your social media, what will you be remembered for, and tag me on it, okay? Let's talk about that today. You know, we got to talk about things that people don't want to talk about. Let's talk about them topics. Peace.